Hello. I'm recording this as a reply to Blood Red Fawn's boo that she recorded herself, called My Need to Help Others. I was originally going to write my reply in a comment, but I feel recording this is much more personal. So here I go. Hey, Blood Red Fawn, by the way. I'm Eritree. Yes, I do have a compulsive need to help others. It hurts if I don't. To be honest, if I ignored someone in pain, if I knew that my friend was suffering and I just ignored it, looked the other way, I just couldn't. I'd feel guilty, I'd feel physically sick, I couldn't cope with it. It's something that I have to do and something that I'm very passionate about. You know, I'm very passionate about helping people. I feel that this is one of the reasons that I've actually been born. And as far as I'm concerned, I wasn't born on my own. I didn't inhabit this earth. I didn't wake up one day and think, oh, there's nobody here. I've been born in a world where other people feel like I do, where other people experience emotions as I do, and I just don't want them to be sad. It really upsets me. I just want them to be happy, and if I didn't help them, I just think that's wrong. I really do. Yes, like you. Watching a film or television program can affect me in the same way. I have a favorite musical called The Phantom of the Opera, and it came out on DVD a couple of years ago, I think 2004. So I was watching it one time in my own, in my lounge, and he burst, you can see him just bursting into tears. Not, you know, crying heavily, but that sort of heavy, silent, very physical kind of crying, and I just felt really sad for him, and it really hurt. I could feel his pain, and it got to the extent that I went up to the screen and I stroked his face and said, "It's gonna be all right, don't worry, oh please be okay," to that extent. And I felt a little bit worried afterwards, but I just wanted him to be okay on the surface of it. I wanted him to be happy. It gets to the stage sometimes that I feel very guilty if I'm selfish, if I care for myself, and if I haven't helped someone else enough. It really gets to me, and I think that I failed, and I really don't like that because I put people before myself very, very often. What's very difficult for me at the moment is I live in a town which is away from my friends, and that's very hard for me. You know, I used to live where they did. Last year, well, not last year, 2008, I moved away and I moved to a different town. So when they come to me with problems, I know that I can't get there very quickly. I can't just, you know, swing open my door, run out into the night or run out into the streets, get to their house, and there we are, I'm there, I can help you. Which really gets to me, it really upsets me, and I feel so bad that I can't be there. It's difficult, but I do what I can. I do phone calls, I write messages, comments, making them feel loved. I take bus journeys to them as soon as I can. One experience that I had was one morning, one of my close friends called me up and was in tears and said, you know, our other friend's mum has just died. And she was crying because it affected her so badly because she'd stayed the night with her. And it hit me like a sledgehammer. And I said, I'm coming. And that was it. As soon as I got off the phone call, I rushed. I got clothes on. So I've never actually, I don't think, acted so fast in my life. And I ran. I felt like a force was taking me to that friend. And I was on that bus within so quickly. And I got there and I was ready to help. And I stayed with her for a week, so that I could just make sure she was all right. But it's not just situations like that. It's serious situations like bereavement or just, you know, I've had a bad day today. I want to be cheered up. I just think, yes, I want to cheer you up actually. I understand that and I just want to help. If I ever hurt someone or annoy someone or even just sort of make them feel uncomfortable, I will dwell on it for hours and it will make me feel physically sick and I will think of ways that I can make it better or I will literally attack myself in my own head. So thank you, by the way, for listening. Bye.